Let's take a look at question 26 from section 4. Now, with this one, we're looking for what the conclusion is, and so we want to remember what our patterns with conclusion are, and that they usually like to either give the conclusion as the first sentence and then have just evidence after it, or give some background information, usually an opposing viewpoint, and then the author jumps in the middle with the conclusion, which is what ends up happening here. Starts off, many people think that. Now, almost always when you get that means that the author is going to come back and say that they're wrong, and that will usually be the conclusion. And there's no variation from that in this one. It says they think that, you know, if human language evolved, then other species have it. They say that, you know, since a new trait must evolve gradually, it must exist in some other form. But then the conclusion comes in that third sentence. This general line of argument may be reasonable, but it simply does not follow that chimpanzees have anything like human language. And then it goes into, because humans did not evolve from chimpanzees, well, they're closely related, the evolution might easily have begun after the extinction of their ancestors, but all of that is just evidence in support of the statement that it does not follow that chimpanzees have anything like human language. So, we look for that in the conclusion. A, humans didn't evolve from chimpanzees, but rather from some extinct species. While that's a statement in the passage, it's not the main conclusion. The main conclusion is chimpanzees don't have anything like language. B, the assumption that something like human language must exist in some species from which humans evolved has no clear-cut linguistic implications for chimpanzees. This is really a weirdly worded version of saying, well, our language doesn't necessarily imply that chimpanzees have language, and that's pretty good, so we hold on to it. C, the communicative system of chimpanzees are cruder than human language. That's not the main point. The main point is they don't have language like ours. And then human language is a byproduct of human intelligence, which chimpanzees lack. Although that's kind of the point that they're making, the part about byproduct of human intelligence, and that wasn't the main point. And then E, the evolution of human language began after the disappearance of an extinct species from which they evolved. Well, that is the last sentence, and they're trying to trick you with that, but that's not the main point. The main point, again, is buried in the middle. And so we take answer choice B and go on.